All right, welcome back. Welcome back. Project Review Timelines, or I guess it's just called Timelines. Yeah, started this show because I wanted us to talk and collaborate about what we're seeing as far as constructed timelines, several agendas, alien agendas, and how they interact in our lives day in and day out that we may or may not have taken for granted that were just normal occurrences in our life. When I sat down with the Mermaid, Asha, the PRQ team for years now, and we talk about how are we going to explain that these timelines we're getting on are constructed, but we're under the opinion that we're in charge of these timelines. And because we interact with so many different people, having the visibility I have, I just worked really hard. What would be a good place to start the collaboration and be of help and we assume of some service. And the one place I love to hang out is all the woo-woo club's misinformation that they're quite convinced is good information. Meditating on 11-11-11, pray to the moon god. We could talk about it endlessly. And then how does ascension work? All of those timelines that I witnessed being constructed, all the books being read about finding your alternate ego, etc. I said, well, how do I prove that people are being manipulated with Bibles, books, in timelines that is really engineered to steer us in the overlapping of ascension? And ascension is our greatest tool to find ourselves. You're already witnessing how much you're changing in the last 10 years. It's phenomenal. And so all of that knowledge, you're gonna now look at it and extrapolate it, or just let it sit there. So the artificial intelligence that you're being sold isn't truly the full story, because all AI is created by the multiverse. All intelligence created by us. So how much you want to participate with it and not participate with it is what I'm calling timelines. Yeah, because you can choose to not do anything, and you still made a choice, didn't you? Anyway, I'm tired of hearing myself too. Hopefully I am of some service and some help to you. Let's get some callers in here. I like the callers. Karen from Pennsylvania on line two. How to get around financials when you give away a business? Karen from Pennsylvania. This is an interesting timeline.
Aloha.
Aloha to you. What is it you're playing with?
Well, I want to be done with this business. So, yeah, so you say just stop. So the easiest way for me to just stop is I give it away. I don't care about money. I don't want the responsibility, so I'm giving it away to two employees.
Okay, so how do we do that?
Well, I wanted to, I'm working on the, you know, getting it done and the easiest possible way, but I'm being told by lawyers that I can't transfer ownership unless I pay off an SBA loan. And, you know, so I just going down these timelines, if I keep dealing with the legal and financial side of it, am I adding more timelines when I just want to give it away?
Then why don't you?
Because they're telling me I can't transfer it out of my name legally, is what I'm being told. I can't get help with that. Because they can just use the income from the business to pay the loan, but they're saying I have to stay as legal owner unless I pay off that debt.
What if you didn't pick up the phone?
I don't. I don't. It's funny because they call the office like constantly. Do I just not pick up the phone? Walk away?
What would happen to you if you did not go to the mailbox?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
So it's gone, isn't it?
To just stop.
Yeah,
there's so many people upset. There's a lot of people in my life that are very upset with me, and they think I've lost my mind. What do you mean you're giving? I'm giving it away.
The most common one is you've joined a cult about going within.
Yeah, I know. I am. I'm very close to the cult leader. Yes. So I was like, yes, I'm going to an inner peace cult that brings me peace and freedom. It's really something.
Okay, so I love business questions because, it's what we were bred to do. If you were born within the last 100 years, is to be a successful business person and be successful in business, or somehow, some way, we have to participate in business. And so all those rules and regs are gloriously identified in finance and loans and debts and so forth. But what is the purpose of a business? And I know I'm talking to the choir here.
Well, to support my family I wanted to provide help for others.
No, it's not. What is a business?
No. A noose? I don't know.
Okay, a business is its purpose. The true purpose of a business is to help people, regardless of scope or tap, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the problem with getting your best buddy who loves your helping people take over regardless of the debt or anything else that's in play? Who cares?
I don't care.
What if someone doesn't pay your loan off? That's even more fun, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I don't want to be the owner though. Like, I don't want to have to do the taxes and all that kind of stuff. I don't want to deal with all that.
Right. Who cares? Well, okay. What's going
to
happen?
Well, my family's afraid I'm going to go to jail because I have they think I have a bad attitude that I don't want to pay the IRS.
Okay. What happens if you just stop? You're not allowed to just stop.
Well, I'll keep stopping. I stopped this week, and it was interesting.
Everything you talked about so far is worry, doubt, and fear.
Okay.
If that's going to happen, this is going to happen. When do you get to say permission in your life? I just want to stop. This is driving me crazy. And yeah, I may have made the decision to get loans 10 years ago to build a business, but I don't even agree with the banking industry anymore. When do you get to be you?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't want to wait to be me. So just do it.
Tell your family that I want to be me now. I want to be free. I get to wake up when I want to, and I get to go to bed when I want to, and I don't have a worry in my head.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
See, our family are great at making timelines for us.
I know, it's really, and I hide out on Saturdays now. I declared Saturday my day, and nobody bothered to come near me or bother me. It's cute. And they don't know what I'm doing. They're like, oh, you're going to listen to your podcast. Yep, that's exactly where I'm going. So. I'm just stopping. It's not a popular choice by many, and it's a little bit tough sometimes to hear the negativity, but I'll just keep doing what you say. I'm going to stop.
Well, it's not so much about my words. It's about if you really observe yourself, if we all take greater care of ourselves, our inner selves, and we're getting so much more sensitive to what smells to us. We don't like doing things anymore that we used to take for granted that we could do. Opening up the email from the boss, everything is just going to go away because you're just going to do less and less and less of it. Well, your true love of yourself is going to show through to the people you interact with. And it's not easy. A lot of divorces, a lot of relationships go sideways. I am in love with myself first and foremost. And I can't stand lying to myself. We are getting that this is truly ascension. We are tired of lying to ourselves because I have to. There's too many rules in the playroom now. And you're just going to have to come to terms with it. You have to be the decision maker through your heart. And you can make a list and say, I really like doing this and I have to do this. And you're going to see that you'll get sick when you write down the one I have to do.
It's already happening. If I do something, I used to be able to force myself to do it. I told my husband, I said, I physically cannot make myself go to that computer and read this bid spec. I can't do it. Like I throw up. Like I physically cannot force myself to do it anymore. So this is really not a choice. I'm going to get out of this. I've been talking about it for a year and a half. So it's time to go. I'm going to do it.
What type of business, by the way?
Insurance.
Oh, that's right. I remember. Okay. That is so sexy.
I used to love it because I could help people. The industry is so terrible. I don't want to be aligned. I'm not aligned with any of that anymore. I want to help people. And it's that type of business is not conducive to that anymore.
What I love about insurance is you can't sell me insurance because I'm not scared of losing anything. So I'm like, what if I lost an airplane? Oh, well. Okay.
Yes. The new me is not, you know, a good agent anymore because I'm like, you don't need that. That's stupid. That's BS. You don't need that. And then, you know, that's not what they want.
Yeah. You're doing great. Thank you for the call. I think that's awesome. I think it's so awesome. It's a beautiful call for me because we're just getting to our wits end. So building up this society was engineered. The Industrial Revolution was engineered probably 500 years before today. And arguably, it's exactly the same as 2,000 years ago, 4,000 years ago, 6,000. All we're doing is recycling, regurgitating the same timelines. This one's got televisions this time. I guarantee you, if I'm going to bring any value to you, I've been 4,000 years ago. I've seen the same thing you're doing then now, and you're tired of paying the king ransom, and that's all you're doing. And now you're going to create another monetary fund, and you're going to create some kind of currency system, means of exchange, and you're going to think it's brand new and sexy, and everyone's going to get redeemed, but you're just going to get back on the treadmill if you're not careful. All right, Kelly from Oregon on, I think it's line 2, travel in the cosmos. Kelly is traveling in the cosmos. Kelly, are you there?
Hello, love.
Hello, Kelly. Thank you for calling in. I always look forward to this call.
First of all, I just want to give a big verbal hug to Karen and just to quote my beautiful friend, Zosha, you just got to say, duck it. Just duck it and do it. Just go. So that's my encouragement. Because it's a beautiful thing once you do it. Once you say duck it, it's beautiful.
There's probably about 1,000 people in line to buy her business now, too. That's why I was hoping she'd promote her business. So anyway, what are you working on, Cosmo Lady?
Well, you know, every night before I go to bed, I command my spirit to keep me in my body and to stay with me, you know, while I go in and out of sleep. But a couple nights ago, I had just the most beautiful experience, and I was traveling through the cosmos, traveling, you know, through the stars. It was just so beautiful. And part of me it was such a cool experience that I wondered if I was traveling by myself or part of me, because I was kind of lucid at the same time traveling with you. And were you with me?
So you very good. Thank you so much for this question. So when you're able to, let's say, I don't like the word, but it's what we have, control the delineation between here and the intrinsic world and where you're really from. So you're dreaming, you're here. This is the dream part. The other part is not the dream. So you're being stifled to have this answer. When we come back in the body, there's basically a filtration system in these type of humans so that we can't, let's say, stay in contact with ourselves outside of this realm. So your choice to be with anyone you want outside of here is unlimited. But it's highly unlikely it would have identity. Because, especially with me, I'm not going to be an individual. I'm going to be a volume of information, the light. Mm-hmm. You're only going to see light as it pertains to knowledge. So you don't have a deliberation of what you're doing. You're just completely free. So no is the answer. I was not with you per se, but when we're outside of here, we're all together. There's no limitation. Because you can see all knowledge in the universe. Not one thing you can't see. And that's my great quest for all of you is, you have delineation and silos of information and filters and so forth, DNA, etc. But out there, you have absolutely nothing, no limitations. So now you could change your question, say, why did I limit myself? Because I probably could have traveled back to where I really wanted to be, and maybe it was a home planet or otherwise. Does that make sense?
Funny that you say that. It looked like a planet trying to come into view, but it was very faint. And I kind of was like, is that it? And then it went away.
Right. So that's normal for us. There's a lot of graduation planets, so to speak, that encourage us to go help us here. So certainly Bernardo is probably one of the leading groups. You still see leftovers of it in Egypt. The dog people, the canine people, and so forth really are so noble and loyal to helping another planet evolve. Well, this planet is in a very lower frequency band. So we don't have any deliberation per se, and we would never understand that we would be taking a risk. We would never understand that we would lose our capabilities here. So that's the big shock. Mm-hmm. So you actually verbally explained it to us. I was lucid dreaming. I was out of here, and now I'm back. Mm-hmm.
And now I can feel myself coming back in. It's interesting. I can actually feel the process in my body.
If I do sleep, the mermaid watches me probably shudder and shake for probably the first 30 minutes I come back in the body. And she comes to it now. So I have to do a lot of breathing work to stay in the body. And it depends on how much attention's on me. Not everyone's excited about me being here. But it's pretty normal to really wake up groggy now and really not understand yourself yet. It takes a little bit of time, but I would expect that to be very normal in the ascension symptoms is shuddering and really holding yourself in the body, because your spirit's gonna, in more times than not, go, I can be wherever I want, so why would I stay here? So that's a very very an ascension symptom. This isn't really that fun. Many different reasons your spirit's going to go, I can't even feel all of me anyway. I only have two strands of DNA. A lot of those things are going to start catching up with us. I'll assume that's what you're doing your best to explain.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, well, if I commanded my spirit to stay with me or keep me in my body and stay with me, how the hell am I in the hypercosmos?
You'll have to tell me, because it's unlimited how you can get in and out of here. It's very
okay.
Place that you'll have to answer your own question there, because it's unlimited in how much capability we have. You can come back as another being, another animal, if you like.
That's so cool. Yeah. Not yet, but maybe soon. In that same sleep state, I was in contact with a very special person, and you know, we had familiarity, but it was very neutral, kind of sort of flat, and I wondered why that was.
Take great care, Kelly. You take great care now. Thank you for your question.
Can I ask you one more?
Yeah, go ahead.
You've said in the past, you know, when you have attention on you, when you have some interference or what have you, that you press. And I wondered if you could say more about that, because I experience a lot of attention and interference. So what do you mean by that?
Well, there's several ways to do it, and I do my best not to mince words. I like to find situations that are common with all of us, like going to a grocery store. So cloaking myself at a grocery store is very common for me, but I do it to sustain my light in the physical experience. So I treat myself like a balloon that doesn't get any bigger. I don't go outside my aura. What that does is it stops all of the individuals who aren't doing that, me reading all of their information. So as you can imagine, going to a festival would be like torture for me, because I can read everyone's information. Well, if I press the light in my balloon, nothing can get in it. So I basically am doing my best to explain. My balloon is very solid, but it doesn't go out of its perimeter. And so that's what I'm doing my best to explain pressing. So the light just holds a presence without participation. So I'm not going to feel. So right now, I'm not reading you. I'm not feeling you. I am completely neutral. I'm pressing, so to speak. There's a million people listening to me right now. And if I let them all in, I could get all that information. That's what I'm saying by pressing. So you just holding your ground, another way to put it. But it takes practice to understand it, the way it feels and how you know it's working. But that's the best I can do.
The shrink wrapping is pressing.
I like that term. I like Ron's methodologies too. So you just hold yourself in a ball. Without, it's a lot of people, including myself, when we went through the tremendous tortures, you go to your other space. That's pretty much the same thing.
Okay. Got it. Cool. Thank you.
Thank you for your call. I always love your calls. Thank you so much. Love you. Popple from Alabama. Popple from, I'm going to skip some. Hang on. Okay, I'll do line six first, BBS. I skipped over, sorry. Popple from Alabama, line six, would like to share his observation on starting point for people looking to get into timelines, constructing timelines. Do I have the name right, Popple?
Yes, Popple, P-O-P-P-L-E, yep.
Thank you for calling in to us. Thank you for, I don't believe I've ever.
I'm sorry.
I don't believe I've ever talked to you.
You talk to me all the time. We talk all the time. A few things. So I've heard you mention before, there are people here that can see pattern recognition in their everyday activity, walking through life. That's some of the things that I witness. And then they manifest quickly into reality of almost like telling the future. But my question is, am I noticing these patterns, multiple, you know, it could be a name that someone throws out, several different people use the same name, or something sticks out to me that I consciously aware of. Am I manifesting that into reality, or is that other people here manifesting it into reality, and I'm just witnessing it come into reality? Does that make sense?
Great question. Your participation is sustaining it. And then the individuals you're speaking to are unaware that they participate in a timeline that wasn't theirs. So once you get hooked up is really because exclusively because you're participating. But say it again in a different way. Give us an example of a timeline you feel was constructed and you did or did not participate in.
Okay. For example, I have you mentioned Bernardo last week, the planet Bernardo. I have a subcontractor that works for me that does my roofs. His name is Bernardo. Mm-hmm. That is a small example. Another example would be like right now, I'm actually affiliated in the restaurant business as well. I'm a contractor, but I am in a grocery store. We have a section in the grocery store, and there's several relationships that I see in there. And I stay consciously aware. I stay out of my mind. I try to stay in the moment as much as I can. And I can see, I hate to say it like this, but I feel like it's you participating through other people without them even realizing that you're talking to me through them. Does that make sense? So
absolutely.
In a way, that does make, okay, so it can make some people feel like they're going crazy, and there's just no one here that I can actually have this conversation with around me in the area that I'm in, if that makes sense. And I feel like I've moved, it's almost like I'm addicted to it now, and I can't do anything that doesn't excite me. Or like my construction business, I make good money in it, but I don't even want to do that anymore because it's just so much of I can see how the stress creates, it blocks, it takes to my mind. You can get caught out of the moment of being not consciously aware. So you can obtain my mind. I mean, the whole key to it is not thinking. And when you say that, and it took for me a long time for me to learn how to not think. It's almost like I almost had to rewire myself through constant work. And now when I try to explain this to people, and they don't get it. However, I use this as an example, and you can probably relate with this very well, is the original Star Trek, season 1, episode 16. If people go and watch that, they come down, Kirk and them come down from, and they're on a planet, and they get there, and there's no life there, there's nothing there, it's just land and water. And when they get down there, one of the guys says, I can't remember I don't know the character's name, but he says, it's almost like being in Alice in Wonderland. And then all of a sudden, a big bunny comes out of the woods. And then Alice is chasing the bunny. He feels like he's losing his mind. Well, the rest of the team comes down, and what they come to realize is each and every one of them that are thinking about something and talking about something is coming true in the same reality on that planet that they're in. It's almost like we're on that planet, but there's so many different people that are manifesting their thoughts into this reality that we all have to deal with. Does that make sense? Am I saying that correctly?
You should get your own show. You said it perfectly. Okay, so here's inevitability that you cannot avoid is the collective consciousness of the universe is coming inside you. Now, each individual, correct, to your point, is sorting the information one way or another. They're either looking outside themselves or they're looking within themselves. So it really doesn't matter the scalability of it because we're all universal knowledge. So when you see your business partner with the name Bernardo, it's not a coincidence by any means. They didn't necessarily know they did it through their consciousness and probably don't even know that they originated on that planet and is their home planet and don't even realize there is a Bernardo. That's still a portion of the consciousness coming in. That's why I'm doing my best to explain. We're all going to start sounding alike very soon here. And we all are sounding alike. Now, what we do with the information is what your question really is for me is how do I work with all of this knowledge now? It's not easy, is it?
No, and there's and the biggest thing that I've seen is the only way from, because we live in the south of the United States in Alabama, we're on the Bible Belt, and there's a church every mile and a half, and everyone is so fixated on a different religion with limitations, because religion has limitations, that they're actually afraid to even think about this because they feel like they're going to go to hell. So yeah. one of the things that you know, I'm trying to find a way to relate with people and get them to just question it, if you know what I mean. And this is what I'm really passionate about doing, and I really want to do. And it's made it so impossible for me to even just live here and work here, and getting caught up back into the rat race is what I call it being in a rat race. And that's basically why I called in. I have witnessed through experiences that the closer, the further, the more of the understanding that we have, the more attacks that comes to me. I've been to court this year more than I've ever been in my entire life. And it feels like they're just, the illegal system is just coming after me, trying to distract me. But, you know, I've actually used those stressful situations as a way to stay calm and actually see what's going to happen. And almost, it's very stressful being here in that moment, in that situation, because I have kids and stuff like that. However, I use those as learning lessons to grow stronger. Does that make sense? To get more of my abilities back. And I feel like they know that I'm getting my abilities back, and they're just pushing harder and harder.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
They really do.
There's something you're going to choose to participate, or you're going to choose not to. And it's just that simple.
When you say that, it's
tough, though, isn't it? Because the way we used to do things, we're still got that hangover of bills and credit score and identity. The more you start ticking off on a couple other items, I assure you they will start to dissolve. They will start to dissolve. And that's why I started the homesteading. If I got you free on your land, you don't have to leave anymore, do you?
No, I don't have anything to worry about there. If I got free on my own land, yeah, I mean, especially from what I've heard you talk about and speak about, but here's my problem is I want to help other people try to get through, and I hate to say it, I went through a lot of torture to get to where I'm at. It didn't come easy. It came through lessons. And one of the things right now, the only thing that I really worry about, I'm not worried about it, because you have to watch. We have to watch what we say. You know, is my attorneys in the judicial system here is, and you can tell they're getting scared. They're shutting down. They're doing things. They're trying to do things from home. I can see it all happening. The court systems and the way they're handling things. But my attorney that I even hired, he told me straight up, he said, I don't know how to defend this because they're doing things illegally. I don't know how. He's got his hands tied. And these attorneys are so scared to go against the system that it's just ongoing. You know, but yes, if I got free on my own land, then yeah, there would be nothing else to worry about.
Well, it's an amazing call, Popple. Thank you very much. I'm going to move on to the next caller. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. Lawyers are going to disappear from you. Bankers and lawyers are going to disappear from your dimension because it doesn't feel right anymore. You're just going to stop banking. You'll start trading. You'll stop defending yourself in a court, a tennis court. Those laws. The lawyers are engineered to make, they're in business with the court. That's how they make their money. They have to make friends with the judges. You're not going to prefer that anymore. Okay, I'm going to keep, Stanley, stay on the line. I can get to you, but I'm going to go to Emerald from Ford on line 4. Questions about dream revolving around Q and Mermaid. Emerald from Thomas, I got you again. Emerald from Florida Online 4, are you there?
Hi, I'm here, Q. Can you hear me?
I can. What do you got today?
Yes. I had multiple dreams about you and Mermaid. I know you said that, we can access information now through Conscious Gateway. And I heard you said that dreams are real. But I don't usually remember my dream. But I had multiple dreams of scenarios that there's a presence of you and Mermaid in there. One dream that I remembered, I'm not sure it's in a room. It looks like in a movie, like in a Greek mythology. And then you said we were dreaming ourselves while here, right? And then I felt like I just woke up from dreaming myself here in the world and on the other side. And I said, I can't believe that was me, like person, whoever that person I was manifesting on Earth. And then Mermaid said, yeah, that was you. And I was just so happy, but I don't really remember who that was, but I know it's something like bigger, something important that I participated in. And I was just like, oh, I can't believe that was me. So that was one of my dreams.
This goes for you and the entire audience. Thank you for your question and statement. This is the one thing you can hang your hat on is we don't have identity per se. We have this abundance and encompassing all around you light that feels like solid love. And if you want to turn it into identity, you can. But because we're here now, everyone's going to get more light. Because all of us are getting more of our light is what I'm doing my best to explain. You're going to feel unbelievably nourished, unbelievably coddled, unbelievably held in perfect, perfect light now. You're in a womb with us now. You're in our womb. We are taking care of you, is what I expect you to feel more and more. Does that make sense?
Thank you. Very important. Is that okay? Because you remember you spoke to that baby in another language. You whispered to her, and yep. The baby was tickled and was so happy. And then in my dream, it's like you were speaking, and I was there, in front of my friend. And I said, I really wanna, talk to you. Like, I wanna look you in my eyes so I can, get more information. But you wouldn't look at me. But after you finish your speech, I wanna like hug you. And he said, like, oh, is she old enough to be hugged? And I said, oh yes, I'm old enough. And then he said, then you kind of like came close to me and whispered into my ear like a language. It's so beautiful. It's not. You spread something like a language that's almost similar to the baby, but a little bit different. And then after that, I saw a dragon, and it's purple and yellow, and it just appeared in my imagination. And I just want to know what you can enlighten me about that.
You are you. Experiencing you. That's what I would say. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. Emerald from Florida, that was outstanding. Yes, yeah, so there's deliberation here, but when you're outside of your body, you're very free. You're just clean as can be. Clean, if you know what I mean. You're just clean as can be. That's the best I can do is just perfectly in peace energy. And so here, you're doing your best to try and sort it out. All right, Stanley, are you there? I have you on line one. Timeless timelines regarding nuclear. Stanley from Alberta, Canada, on line one. Timelines regarding nuclear. Stanley, are you there?
Hi, Q.
Hello.
Hi, Stanley. I love your energy and the inspiration you give us. And Mermaid, and the dedication, my goodness, I don't know. It's just amazing, you know, to help us try to sort this all out. But yeah, I watched your posting there from 2 weeks ago, where you were at Area 51, and you had mentioned to the interrogator fellow that he wouldn't understand, you know, the message that you were trying to give him. He wouldn't comprehend. He wouldn't understand. You know what you were going to tell him. But anyway, in that, I think it was in the third video, you had mentioned nuclear. Like that seemed like a thing for many, many years, a nuclear threat, you know, to completely annihilate, you know, the civilization. But do I understand it correctly that that is no longer a threat? So the timeline from many, many years ago till now, there's no threat of nuclear, if I understand it. Is that correct?
Right. So look, it's a very good question. Thank you for paying so much great attention. It's a lot of work to assess that information, and we know no other way than just to start divvying it up. The dimensional reality that you would perceive versus the individuals perceive, the realization of nuclear fusion or is getting farther and farther away. So the way you're with your planet and the way the guy that has participates in the planet is far removed now. Can you build a nuclear bomb and ignite it? Yeah, you probably could. Would you? Ask yourself, Stanley, would you light a nuclear bomb knowing you'd kill you?
The phone, my phone is breaking up. My phone is breaking up a little bit here, but no, I couldn't even, I mean, there has been some bad actors that I think that could have done that, but you know, that nuclear problem or event, but I couldn't even imagine it now, that it would be a possibility. And I've heard even from Zora that any attempt at it would fail immediately. And so, that's been, you know, reassuring for me, because I think it was like 30 years ago, I was, you know, I was just prepare for the plan for the best, but prepare for the worst. So I actually did a big underground project, you know. today it serves as a big root cellar. But anyways, it's just reassuring. I feel like that, you know, we don't have to worry about that.
Here's how you can kind of prove yourself. And listen to the heart now. When's the last time you were aware of a nuclear bomb going off on planet Earth? Hasn't been too many going off, has there?
That's right, yeah.
But we're still playing bad guys, aren't we?
Yeah, we still got some bad guys out there, but I don't okay. Feel threatened, no.
Okay, so the timelines have all been changed now, and primarily because there's no secrets on planet Earth anymore. And so you can't actually hide a nuclear detonation system. We have conscious computers now, so you can't actually do it. That's the intrinsic side. But the bulk of us don't want to hurt our neighbors. No one wants to, not even in the military. So you've got a guy running around with a nuclear bomb is no big deal, because we can disarm it instantly. It's no big deal.
Beautiful. Can I ask another question?
Please, go ahead.
It was actually regarding last call, homesteading.
Rob from Burlington there, and you were talking about, Canada joining up with the U.S., and then we would fall in under that constitution, would be my thoughts, and then we could do that constitutional land patent. To me, it sounds like a whole lot better than the option that we have here with the Crown. Do you think that that is going to materialize anytime, like hopefully real soon?
Yeah, so we're working really hard to drop the Queen's law, but we have to prove to everyone that the Queen was a dictator, and it's a cult. It's hidden in plain sight. So that's what we're working very hard on is to prove that the Canadian people have been duped in a level higher than, right up there with Australia and England. It's the Queen's law is demonic, and we're going to reverse that. That's correct.
Okay. I got another real quick question if I can. So it's a balmy minus 30 up here in the North Country, up in Canada. And so I've been just about finalized my passive solar greenhouse year round. But a couple of calls back ago, you had mentioned that the LED lights are not a good alternative or option for grow lights, for greenhouse. I think you said that. Is there something in that LED technology that is not beneficial, not healthy?
Well, the technology works very well. First of all, and Ron A is an expert at growing with them, and he likes the illumination and the longevity of them as well. My only opinion about LED lights is that I can transmit and receive information both ways. So if I have a very clean environment with LED, I'm okay with them. But if I have someone that's trying to harm you, I can transmit a frequency in LED lights very easily. I can do mind control with them. I tremendous amount of tools there. Put a fluorescent light up against your head, you're going to go crazy. LED lights are subtly the same, but you need somebody's got to push the horsepower to them. So, I don't want to destroy the industry, but why are we letting, if we don't have harmonic filters, if we don't have surge protection, we're letting transmissions. That's why you have LED TVs and you're getting signals sent in somehow. So I'm sending signals to my plants, aren't I?
Yeah.
So I'm not saying you can't combat it, but I think I like the sun a lot.
Yeah, oh, I definitely, it's the best, but we only get about 6 hours of it in the wintertime here. And so, supplemental light is a good thing. Go ahead.
We'll use mirrors. Eventually you'll use crystalline technology and it is brilliant and it's coming in on. Thank you for the call, Stanley. I'm going to move on. I love your calls and please keep calling. And so I would like to move on to, I don't know how many people I missed here. Forgive me, everyone. Shelly, are you still there on line three? What did I see while astral projecting? Shelly from Nevada on line three, are you there?
Yes, I am, Q. Thanks for getting to my call. I'll make it quick because I know we're at the end of the show. So I have been, while the body sleeps, I will leave and go somewhere else to have some fun. And twice I have seen this and I can't figure out what it is, but it's really bizarre. I can, go and I'll be flying over mountains and oceans.
Yeah, tell us.
What was that?
What's his name? You said
you're breaking up a little there.
Never mind. I was just wondering what his name was.
Whose name?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. I love your sense of humor. But so anyway, what I have seen when I have gone out of body, I come upon a light grid that it's just amazing to look at. It's a lot of different colors, and it's just really interesting. And I've noticed that the next day when I wake up the next morning, I physically feel amazing, like every little thing in my body's been healed. So what is that grid that I'm looking at? Because I've seen it twice and had the same experience.
Outstanding job. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, now I can hear you a little. It's okay. Yeah. Did you hear what I asked?
Yep. Okay, so all of us are able to go inside of our light column and stay there if we want, and then choose. You're calling it a grid, but it will be a pattern much like a column, but a snowflake. And if you want to make grids out of it, you can. But you should be able to go right into your light column, back to source, and stay there intermittently while you're coming back into the body or leaving the body. Either way, you're totally neutral. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, it does.
So this is where I live all the time until I come in here. So you're able to make a mesh network, a web, whatever you like. You want to call it a grid. But you can just suspend yourself in a state where you can just look around and observe everything without participation. You're not going somewhere. You're observing.
That's exactly
everything.
What I'm thinking. Yeah. That's
very
amazing, because that's exactly what's happening. So I just didn't know what it was. I didn't know if it was something that I was creating myself. It sounds like I'm partially creating the structure of it, but it's a column of light.
So that's really common, and it gets a little weird too, because you're like, because you don't feel your body anymore.
Right.
And you're used to feeling your body and everything. And so I love hearing stories.
Well, cool. Well, thank you for clarifying that. I appreciate it.
My love to you. My great love to you. I hope that helps. Call, and thank you all for showing up today. Christine, I'm sorry I didn't get to you. Got to move on to the other shows. Shows a spot in the spotlight. Hammered with all of you. Great love to you. Thank you, the PRQ team. Thank you, BBS Radio. And for the people.space, hope you enjoyed the show in about an hour. Good day.